Are we gonna do the Patreon one right now?
Yes.
I've got our special guest star primed.
Fantastic.
Do you want to clear that off there?
Hi, Vaya. Hi, CJ.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Physio Phil.
We actually, we've got other people watching us too. All right. Hang on. Just get in a bit closer.
I'm so glad I put my pants on.
The mantra of 2021.
I just like to point out that we are Phyla's real parents. So who's Phyla? Oh, that's it. Get out.
Get out. What's wrong with our husbands / partners? Physio Phil's here not to discuss testy time. Although, what did you think about testy time, Phil?
As long as they use clean gloves every time they examine each other, I mean, that should be.
Each other.
Each other, yeah. Fondle each other.
But no, I was raised.
Full PPE as well, of course.
Well, just in case there's some fluid spilled or something.
In case they inhale something.
Just, you can't be too careful.
Through the mask, I don't know.
Look, you know how on the actual opening for the hand, there was flaps there? So, like, surely the gloves, the dirty gloves are rubbing back against the flaps so that when the next clean glove goes through, it's, like, transferring STDs onto it.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Isn't it just easier to go to the doctor?
That's how you get STDs.
Person who gets examined takes the glove off.
feels kind of intimate, doesn't it?
Very sorry I asked.
I don't know.
But no, we're going to talk about the thruple / not thruple, but that's the fun word. Levi and Amy and Ned.
I'm sorry. This is for patrons, so I can mention what Brett just said. You should always keep your flaps clean.
Amen, brother. Amen.
It's good advice. Good advice. So their relationship's going fine this week. Amy had a personal crisis and Levi's helping her through it while Ned's doing a cafe shift and they're navigating their waters just fine. But Tody is suddenly arcing up because Amy is parading her boyfriends around the house of Blouser.
And Nellie Fish has raised some awkward questions like, are you her boyfriend?
And Ned just went, yeah, I am. And then the next day she saw Levi and Amy canoodling in the street and then Toadie's like, oi.
Yeah.
Stop doing this in front of the kids.
You know, we've got baby Madge, a six-year-old. And if someone said, yeah, I'm her boyfriend, and Dad said, oh, yeah, that's her boyfriend too, she'd just go, okay. Like, the kids are very accepting about things, aren't they?
Yeah, just I've got a bit of history in that as well.
Really?
Both of my grandfathers on both my mother's side and my father's side had more than one wife.
At the same time,
yes.
Wow.
And my grandfather on my mother's side had two wives, so Mary and Laura.
And that they all lived in the same house together.
We all lived in the same house together and I was born into the cult.
He was born into the lifestyle.
I was just born into it and there was nothing else different that I knew of. And that was just it. You know, we were raised by mainly women, like in my household.
Mm. It sounds very efficient.
In Chinese, you've got specific names for grandmothers. Did they both get called maternal grandmother? In Chinese?
Yeah, one was called Ma Po Po, that's Mary, and then the other one was called Mami Po Po, so that's how we differentiate it. But
your paternal grandparents is a bit more juicy, isn't it?
Yeah, my grandfather on my father's side had two wives as well, and he had about 13 kids from both wives, not all together, yeah, and my father was the youngest of second wife, yeah.
But the wives didn't like each other on that side, did they?
Yeah, I don't know much of the history too much about that.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, I think the second wife lived in a basement or something, like with the children.
Well, it was apartments. It was apartment.
Yeah, apartments, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, I just grew up and it's just part of normality with two grandmothers and one grandfather.
And I'm assuming, no one had to tell you. Yeah, no one had to, like, point it out to you. You just lived around.
Yeah, I just lived around and I just grew up with it.
And you moved to Australia and it was just a given that you had two grandmas, like, to your mates and that. Like, they didn't ask too many questions, did they?
They didn't ask too many. But then when I said, my grandfather had two wives and everybody would go, wow, that's good.
Yeah, when you say it that way, when you just say two grandmothers, no one cares. Who knows?
No, yeah, and then I explain, oh, my grandfather had two wives. So my brother and I just grew up in
fascinating.
That.
Fascinating. Mm.
And it took me until this far into this bloody storyline for me to go, oh, yeah.
We didn't flinch. No. Nobody flinched. None of my friends flinched. And they go, oh, no, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny because Phil's been watching bits and pieces of Neighbours with me, and every time the polyamory story comes on, you're like, oh, not this again. He's getting triggered by it, I think.
No, what a boring story to Phil.
Yeah, it's just normal.
Why can't they get their admin sorted out? It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Live in the house.
I feel like they kept the Lim family in for this.
Yeah. Oh, God. That would have been great for their reputation. What do you think of Amy's decision at the end of this? So Toadie's being a judgy pants.
Oh, yeah. She wants to move out, doesn't she? Where the hell is she going to move to?
But which seems like a normal thing for a woman of almost, you know, between what? She's about 40? She's about like my age, isn't she? Yeah. And that seems like a normal thing for a 40-year-old woman to do, have her own place. Yeah.
100%. Particularly because her man-child boyfriends don't have their own places.
I'm actually really disappointed that they didn't then use that moment, as Amy said, as a teaching moment for Nell. Instead, Toadie just got his way and, like, I'm just going to shield them. Like, okay. And instead, Nell will seem pretty fine with the whole thing. Oh, that's the other thing that he put his foot down over. She drew a picture of Amy and the two boyfriends. He's like, look at what she's done.
When did he become like a fundamentalist?
Yeah. Which Amy, Nellie drawing the picture is her like saying she loves this for her friend Amy, you know?
She was rapt because Ned dropped a cake round and it was an eating cake.
It was for eating. He said, this is for eating.
It's not a sitting cake.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah, of course she loves it. She gets, yeah, cake boyfriend and other guy and he seems nice. Ugh, I'm so pissed off.
You know, we've been getting a lot of books in the library recently and one of the great ones we got was Who's Your Real Mum? And it's about one kid questioning another kid about which one of these lesbian mums is the real mum. Anyway, and the kid just like plays the other kid like a fool. But I just think there's got to be a picture book about this.
Definitely. This picture book's for every issue. It's amazing.
Tim points out on the chat, how's Toadie going to handle telling Nell about Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Like, for instance. And that's a good point. Like, if he can't have this kind of conversation, you know.
Especially even not Mackenzie specifically, but if Nell has questions about trans people, and Toadie can't have that conversation whilst living with a trans woman.
I mean, Toadie's too busy clutching his pearls.
This is why you should have had, again, why it's a shame to not have Sonia, because you could have had one of the members of the couple expressing concern and then the other member of the couple going, pull your head in, our kid's going to be exposed to a lot of different relationships, let's move on.
And Sonia would have been so good. She would have been like, look, Nellie, everyone lives in a different way. They all follow their own path and it would have been perfect.
And Amy's got so much love to give. She's just not going to choose between them. What have you got there, Kate?
Well, I Googled, because picture books sort these problems out. And apparently a famous picture book in the polyamory world is a book about a cat called Six Dinner Sid. In which Sid the cat belongs to six different families who don't mind sharing him.
Aww.
So maybe we could just call Amy Two Dinner Amy.
Love Six Dinner Sid. He's wonderful.
She was pancakes and what? Pancakes and
spaghetti.
Pancakes and spaghetti from breakfast.
Well, also that solved all she had to say to Nell was like, remember that day when you couldn't decide what you wanted for brunch? Well, turns out you don't have to decide, huh?
Yeah, and that helped her decide as well. Because of you, Nellie, I'm polyamorous. Imagine if she said that. Toadie, how Toadie would handle that.
Toadie is the perfect representative for Australian masculinity. Just like, why is he there?
Why not just say, you know what, Nell, I love you and I love Hugo as well.
Mm.
And I love you both very much. And just because I love Hugo, it doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Mm.
And it's kind of the same with the people who live on our street.
Yeah, they weren't born. Ned and Levi weren't born to Amy. They were just appeared in her life at the same time.
It's just like, you know how I've dated Dee and Andrea.
Auntie Andrea, Hugo's mummy.
And Rose and Melanie. And
Auntie Steph.
And Baudry. Yeah, I just think I loved all of them. But that was one after the other. But these, she just loves them so much it's at the same time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, he has brought a procession of, you know, girlfriends in, you know, which a lot of people are really careful about introducing their boyfriends and girlfriends to their kids, particularly when they've been through the trauma of their mother dying and also, you know, Hugo's been through trauma that he doesn't even know about yet.
Not Toad, though.
No. And so he just brings people in, yet he finds this idea something he can't possibly broach with his older child, Nell, for instance, maybe just Nell.
And also taking her on picnics with the don't make the kids go out on picnics with a different lady 2 days after you've broken out with the other one.
He never looks after them by himself, does he? Like, maybe they could have just had a special Father's Day picnic together.
Well, Mel says that to him, doesn't she? She's like, I think you should enjoy your gifts, just the two of you, three of you rather.
Yeah. Piss poor dogfish.
So that's Patreon.